Your reading scripture is Philippians chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. I'll read. According to my earnest expectation and hope, that I will not be put to shame in anything, but that with all boldness, Christ will even now, as always, be exerted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, I owe you so much debt of prayer. And with this thankful heart, I will give you my testimony. I give thanks to Shalom Choir and this orchestra of Shalom Choir for the anthem, and I give thanks for this special performance. I give all thanks and glory to God the Father, who has led me, who has guided me up until this day. I give thanks to the senior pastor who prayed for me and who is guiding me. I also give thanks to Mrs. Bong Lim Lee, the director of prayer center, who has been praying for me and who has been also feeding me. I give thanks to her too. I also give thanks to Pastor Sujin Lee, the president of Pastors Association, and also Pastor Sijin Lee and Hisan Lee. I also give thanks to all the co-pastors and all the church members. I was born in Muan, Jeonnam Province, on May 10th, 1960. My father passed early. I was the fourth of five siblings. When I was three, I had polio. And with acupuncture, I tried acupuncture, but it didn't work. But I eventually was cured in a hospital in Mokpo. Also, when I was in high school, I had TB. And I once gave this I gave this testimony many times. I ate so many things, blood of the animal, or even human feces. And I tried so many methods. I went to Severance Hospital, so many big major hospitals, but I wasn't cured. And in 1983, I was guided to Manmin Church. By one of my relatives. She was not really a member, but she saw many sick people being healed in Manmin Church. she was living next to Mummy Church, and she thought I could be healed there too. Now she became a senior deaconess in Muan Mummy Church. That's how I came to Mummy Church. And the day I came, at that time there wasn't any pews, it was just the floor. And because I was sick, I was leaning against the wall in the front. And senior pastor said, if you seek God with all your heart, mind, and strength, you can meet Him. He encouraged me. And after the message, the Word of God came upon me. Was given for me. That I should do a 3-day fast and with a 5-day recovery food period. And if you seek God with all your strength for 15 days, God will heal me. At that time, senior pastor was praying so much. And no matter what kind of disease, everybody was healed within maximum 30 days. And in a very serious case, maybe 15 days. In most cases, 15 days, 10 days, a week, there were many sick people, even demon-possessed. And in the sanctuary, they would attend the worship service, pray together. On the third day of my fast, I was praying alone. I was offering a personal prayer, asking God to meet me. God is invisible, but let me see Him, or let me feel something, or let me hear something, or let me feel something in my heart. You have to meet me for sure so I can believe you. That's how I prayed and cried out, and I repented again and again. It was the third day since I accepted the Lord, so I couldn't really pray so much, but I just kept on crying hundreds of thousands of times, meet me, let me meet the Lord, heal me. And at about 5 o'clock, 5 p.m., I was repenting. And I heard such a great and clear voice. I will meet you, I will heal you, and I'll make you healthy. And I will let you meet Jesus, whom you are seeking so earnestly. And I could hear it so clearly. And I repented so much with a runny nose and tears. And I kept on praying. And soon, I smelled this mint. Such a strong mint in my nose. Nobody was wearing any perfume or anything, but I could feel this mint in all of their sanctuary. So after prayer, I asked other members, you know, do you smell this mint too? And nobody else. And I realized that it was God's work. And with the prayer of the senior pastor, I was healed completely, all the pains, and I was healed of my pulmonary tuberculosis in 13 days, completely. And after 3 weeks, by the word of God, I received a calling to become a pastor. And so I had to go to the theological college. And I wasn't even a baptized member. And I didn't know anything about the Bible. And I asked the senior pastor how to how to enter a theological college. And I asked the senior pastor what to do. And he said, if God tells you to go, you just go. And because I was just a newcomer, I was taking the test, the exam for the theological college. I could write down some of the other things, but for Bible, I couldn't write anything. And one of the questions was, just write down three of the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. How easy? Just not even all, it was not all nine fruits, but just three of them. And I was at a loss. So I prayed during the exam, because I thought the theological college wouldn't accept me if I wrote nothing on the Bible. So I asked God, God, I will just watch the answer of the next person. Please forgive me. So I try to cheat, you know, from the answer sheet of my next person. So within a short period of time, I had to, so in love, peace, and self-control, and I wrote, I saw love, peace, and integrity. I didn't even know whether it was correct or not. Because in the world, they don't really use the word self-control so often. So I just put the integrity. It looked similar to me. And then I had the interview, and Pastor Taekwon was asking me, is there integrity in the among the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit? And I just sensed something was wrong, and I just confessed. And I actually don't know. And I thought of how to make him accept me. And I gave my testimony, how I met God and how the work of God that took place in me in Manmin Church. And Pastor Taekwon said, we need this kind of a fervent students. And he said, you're accepted, you know, without even being baptized. According to, you know, like, just like senior pastor said, I got accepted to a theological college. So after I graduated, I attended the theological college for 3 years. And I graduated in February 87, and in June, I opened the Miryang Manmin Church. And then after several years, I came back to the main church. And the shepherd has been guiding me with his delicate love up until this day. And from now, let me talk about how I came into spirit. Actually, everything was done by the shepherd. He has harbored me, prayed for me, and guided me. It was something that I couldn't achieve by myself. But it was all the work of the shepherd. I thought I was leading a pretty good Christian life, but I was having a lot of fleshly thoughts, actually. As you, we received such great blessing on December 25th, 2010. And next year, in July 2011, there was a leadership conference, and I prepared for it too, you know, on my side. But I was not even on the rock of faith. I thought I was doing pretty okay, but I wasn't even on the rock. I was actually expecting that at least I'd be on the rock of faith, but I wasn't. So after the conference was over, coming back home, while driving, I shed a lot of tears. I realized that I was mistaken in so many aspects. I wasn't even on the rock of faith. And the dark night sky was almost yellow. I came to an awakening. What kind of Christian life have I been leading? How come I'm not even on the rock of faith? You know, we are all attending the same church. We listen to all the same messages. But some are on the rock or in spirit or in whole spirit. They receive spiritual blessings. And I asked myself, what is the problem? Where have I gone wrong? We all have same faces. We all attend the same church. And why is it that only some are on the rock of faith in spirit and whole spirit, while others are not even on the rock of faith? I also love God, and I love the shepherd too. And I pray in the Daniel prayer meetings. And what is the difference? I contemplated, and I thought about myself deeply. Since a long time ago, the shepherd had been telling us, we have to come into spirit, and spirit and flesh will be divided. But deep in my heart, I didn't know how spirit and flesh could be divided. I was thinking about it. I couldn't really feel that spirit is so good. And soon there were some men of spirit coming forth. So I thought to myself, whether young students or grown adults, they're so respectful. Even young students, as long as they're men of spirit, I respected them so much. And what kind of heart did they have? And how did they pray? What kind of longing did they have that they passed the rock of faith and go into spirit? Where does this difference of heart come from? And what is wrong with me? And I thought about myself so much. And I decided, I made up my mind to certainly go into spirit. And thinking of the ones who went to spirit first, did they memorize the Bible, or did they learn all the difficult passages in the Bible? And did they read the Bible so many times, scores of times? Or did they fast so much? Or did they pray so much? I also prayed. So what is the problem? It seems there's hardly anybody who has done 40-day fast among those who went into spirit. And if you just fast and go into spirit, those who fasted a lot would have gone into spirit quickly. But of course, I'm not saying fasting is bad. It benefits us. But the memorizing the Bible doesn't guarantee going into spirit. So what is the essence? What is the main point? And I shed a lot of tears thinking about this. And in Daniel prayer meetings, I shed so many tears, thinking of what was wrong with me. And I realized that there was so many things that went wrong, including my prayer life. So once again, I was thinking of the shepherd. And after 4 months, in November 2011, I received the measure of faith that I was on the rock of faith. And in 2012, it was increasing to from 68, 75th, and 80.90, 83.90. And in January 2014, 93.01%. And in the end of March, I went into a spirit. And I let me introduce to you how I went into spirit, what I did until I went into spirit. First, to go into spirit, you have to obey immediately. Senior pastor told us to listen to the Seed of Life 10 times and read the Three Kingdoms, the Romans of Three Kingdoms 2 times. If senior pastor said, it'll help you a lot. You know, he's mentioned it many times. But I had my fleshly thoughts. I read it many times in my when I was a teenager. I was reading it, but I wasn't fast enough. So until by the time senior pastor asked, I didn't finish it. You know, also about reading the Bible. If senior pastor said you must read the Bible, you'd have read. But you have to read it, then you'd have read. But I wasn't really sensitive. So anyway, I couldn't read it fast enough. And it means I disobeyed. And I realized, you know, you cannot go into spirit just because you have much ability or much knowledge or just because you are smart. God looks at obedience, how obedient you are to God and to the shepherd. In physical sense, you know, I didn't miss anything. Even though I was sick, I was ill, I would just do my duty. And I never thought I couldn't fulfill my duty. I couldn't come to work just because I was ill. And because I really wanted to be faithful and hardworking. But even though you have this zeal to be faithful and to be hardworking, it doesn't mean it'll lead you to spirit. 1 Samuel 15:22 says, to obey is better than sacrifice. So those who went into spirit, I realized that they immediately obeyed the shepherd. You know, when he said, read the Three Kingdoms, they read. Listen to the Seed of Life 10 times, they did. So I realized obedience is the most important. And you, dear brothers and sisters, is there anyone among you who says, I want to disobey? Nobody would say that. Everybody wants to obey. But why is it that some of you are not changing quickly enough? It's because you are not obeying fully. You are obeying, but you are not diligently obeying. You are not obeying fast enough. You think you are obeying, but you are using your fleshly thoughts. That is why they can't go into spirit quickly. So I checked myself. When senior pastor, suppose senior pastor asks 10 times, are you doing this? Are you doing that? And honestly, I could raise my hands 3 or 4 times only. So the other 6 or 7 times, I couldn't raise my hands. So isn't this disobedience? Dear brothers and sisters, how many times can you raise your hands? If senior pastor asks 10 times, you should be able to raise your hands 9 to 10 times. But I was disobeying in so many things. That's what I realized deep in my heart. I tried. It's not that I didn't try. I tried to obey. But if I evaluated myself, then how many times could I raise my hands? If senior pastor asked 10 times, I could raise only 3, 4 times. And even though I was disobeying so much, I was mistaken completely. So I decided to obey immediately, and I began to pray with tears. You know, I make up my mind to obey when I hear senior pastor's words. But after a week or after a month, you know, there is a changing mind. Sometimes I forget. That's because that's what I have been doing. I was very slow in the spiritual growth. So if you look at those who are newly selected as the pastors, they obey immediately. So I hope all our church members will obey immediately. Let me give you an example. An allegory. From Seoul to Busan is about 400 kilometers. So if you run at the 100 kilometers per hour, it'll take about 4 hours. Suppose this is a blue car, and one in the blue car drives at 100 kilometers per hour. So it'll take 4 hours for him. And the one in this red car drives at 30 kilometers per hour, and it'll take 12 hours. Both of them are going to Busan. It means we are all praying and running towards New Jerusalem. The one in the blue car, he obeys immediately, and he can get there in 4 hours. The one in the red car, he is going at 30 kilometers per hour, but he thinks he is running at his best. Right now, there's nobody who would say that, but that's how we used to be. They think they're trying hard, but only within their own limits, they're trying hard. The one in blue car, by the time he reaches Busan, the one in the red car can't even go to Daejeon. So they leave Seoul at the same time, but the one in the red car can go can even go halfway. So we are all. So if you obey, but if you have your, but within your own thinking, it means you are going slowly. Also, the one in the blue car, he never stops until he reaches Busan. But the one in the red car, because it's taking a long time, he takes a rest. He feels hungry. And he eats his lunch for 1 hour. And he stops at service stations. And he needs to get off for restrooms. And because he ate too much, he ate so much and he wants to drink some coffee. And it'll take even longer, not just 12 hours. The one in the blue car, he's driving the fast he can, and he wants to finish all his business after he gets to Busan. It means in obedience to the senior pastor's words. He cuts off all the world and he reduces his sleep and he doesn't meet his friends as often as before, and he just wants to concentrate on the Word of God and prayer. Right now you are running at your highest speed. And many went into spirit quickly because they obeyed in all things. You know, they were running at their highest speed. But I realized why I was so slow. And after I prayed for 3 hours, I took a rest for another 3 hours. And I should have thought, because I prayed for three hours, I wanted to concentrate on the Word of God in prayer. But I used to think, because I prayed for 3 hours, I wanted to take a rest. I wanted to do this and do that. So doing so many other things, when would I have gone into spirit? And I read the Romans of Three Kingdoms very late. And I realized that I was very disobedient. I realized that I didn't have the proper attitude to obey the shepherd immediately. And if you think, even if I take a rest, go outside, go on a picnic, and even if I take things easy, it doesn't mean I can't go to New Jerusalem. That's how I used to think. But I believe you will try to concentrate on the Word of God in prayer as much as you can. And I realized that I was really disobedient. And I even heard it from the senior pastor himself. And I couldn't really realize that I was so insensitive. I realized that those who went into spirit, they denied their thoughts and obeyed the shepherd. But for me, I was seeking my own benefit, and I wasn't really enthusiastic in what I had to do, what I didn't really want to do. I hope you will not think of the good things that you've been doing, but I hope you will think about what is wrong, whether you are really keeping the Word of God, Word of Shepherd, in your heart, and if you are really practicing them. I hope you will check as to what kind of obedient attitude you have, as to how much you are actually obeying. Secondly, to go into spirit, I thought of how much spiritual longing I had. And And if you ask yourself, are you a spiritual man or a spiritual man? A spiritual man or a fleshly man? Within one second, I have the answer. You have the answer. I'm a man of flesh. Because I wasn't in spirit. I was very insensitive, spiritually insensitive. Senior pastor always said you have to see, feel, and speak, and hear, and think in spirit. And you have to try to do that. But it wasn't really my habit. I couldn't really do it. So, I wanted to see, feel, and hear, and think in spirit. I wanted to do that. And what is the reason I couldn't do it? Because I was filled with the flesh. To fill my heart with the spirit, I had to empty my heart that is full of flesh. So, from that time, I try to fill myself with the spirit, the truth, the light. And if I couldn't, I thought I had to make it work. Because God can do everything. So since then, because I try to fill my heart with spiritual things, but I couldn't, so I set alarms every hour, at every hour, 10, 11, 12, 1, and in every hour, at every hour, I try to think of the shepherd, try to think of the good ways, the truth. So every hour, the alarm would go off. I thought it was a telephone, but later, it is that the alarm is different. So whenever I heard the alarm go off, I would start thinking of the shepherd, the good things, the truth, and the things in the light, even while I was driving. I was praying, let me not go back to fleshly thoughts. Let me just have spiritual thoughts. And I was praying, my heart is still flesh. Please forgive me. I want to cultivate the spiritual heart, and I still have a lot of fleshly heart. And I was thinking of the shepherd. What is he doing? Is he sitting? Or is he standing? Is he praying? Is he scratching his face? Probably not right now, but holding on to the letters, is he interceding for me and for church members? Is he crying out before God? He can't even look out the window. He doesn't even feel the change of the seasons. And how come I couldn't put them in my heart? And I was praying, Father God, I will put them in my heart and I will change. And let me be filled with the thoughts of the shepherd. And let me not have any fleshly thoughts or thoughts of the world. But let me be filled with the heart, with the thoughts about the Father, the Lord, and the shepherd. And I do love the shepherd. And Father, let me have this kind of heart. But then after an hour, I would go back to fleshly thoughts. So in the Daniel prayer meeting, I prayed that I want to live by the word of God. I want to think about the Father, the Lord, and the shepherd. But it's only for 3 hours. Only for 3 hours in 24 hours. And how many hours do I really think of God? Sometimes I would doze off in the dinner prayer meeting. Sometimes I couldn't pray fervently. Sometimes I would, for a moment, doze off in the dinner prayer meeting and Pastor Soojin Lee. Tapped on me. And I was thankful. And I wanted to fill my heart and my joints and marrow, and in my bones, I wanted to fill them with the thoughts of the Father, the Lord, and the Shepherd. And I didn't want to continue breaking the heart of the shepherd any longer. But, you know, if I go back to my own work, and somebody calls me, we have to do this, do that, and I would forget about God. But after an hour, the alarm would go off, and I began to think of the goodness of the shepherd, the tears of the shepherd, the mourning, the intercession of the prayer, and I would think of the shepherd once again. And thinking, I have to remember the words of the shepherd. And if the alarm goes off at noon, what would the shepherd be doing? It's lunchtime. He would eat, but he would eat only porridge. Why? Because of gastric malfunction. And why does he have to eat porridge? It's because of me. Because I don't live by the word of God. How does he eat his kimchi? He has to rinse it in the water. Then it wouldn't be so tasty. But until when does he have to eat porridge? He's been eating it for so many years. And why does he have to do that? And who is the one who is making him do that? And I would... I am the one who is making him do that. And I have to stop him. Then I thought of the... After I fasted for 3 days, after 3 day recovery period, I would eat ordinary food, solid food. I enjoyed. But our shepherd, not for 3 days or 1 week or just a month, for so many years, for me and for many church members, for us, he doesn't eat what he... And he is spending, he has been eating only porridge for 4 years. The reason why he had to have gastric malfunction is because of me. I didn't live a proper life. And I repented so much with so many tears. And I realized that it's not just those who committed sins leading to death that made him suffer, made the shepherd suffer so much, but it was me. And I wanted, I thought if I go into spirit, the senior pastor wouldn't have to suffer because of me. And if I go into spirit, his pain would be lessened. So that's why I prayed so much with the tears. Only after I go into spirit, the senior pastor wouldn't have to mourn for me. Otherwise, he would still have to pray for me, mourn for me, So that's what I felt deep in my heart, and I repented again and again. But now my thoughts were changed a little bit. When I see kimchi, I gave thanks to God. I say, God, you gave us vegetables on the third day of creation. And I give thanks to God. In the past, I was just thinking, oh, it's good and it's tasty. But now it's changed a little bit. And when I eat, when I have meat, and I give thanks to God that He gave us, it's what God created on the fifth day of the creation. And I give thanks to God. And in the past, I would just say, oh, this steak is so good. But now, everything is about the Father, the Lord, and the Shepherd. Now, what I see and feel and hear is very different from in the past. You know, I used, you know, suppose I would see a signboard, or and I was when I see a restaurant, there's so many people, and why is it that there are so many people? The food is that nice? And it is all unnecessary thoughts, useless thoughts that have nothing to do with God. You know, if I had time to think of about those things, I would have rather thought of the Father God, the Kingdom of God, and the Lord. So that's how I wanted to change. Matthew 6:25 says, do not be worried about your life so as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life? So this is all about worldly people. They worry about these things. We don't. And I was thinking, if when God and the Shepherd look at me, they would be so pitiful and heartbroken about me. And I just realized I was doing so many things wrong, in a wrong way. And I wanted to engrave the love of the Shepherd in my heart. And because I came to this church at the early stage, I received so much love and prayer from the Shepherd and also Mrs. Lee. And I didn't remember. I forgot about this love, and I wasn't really paying back what I received. So I really wanted to change. So I engraved the love and justice of the Shepherd deep in my heart, and I don't want to ever forget. That's how I prayed, and thought of what kind about the tears of the Shepherd and mourning of the Shepherd even when I'm on the streets. So I was being changed little by little, even though I can't see him. In the past, I didn't, even when I thought about the Father, the Lord, and the Shepherd, I never really shed any tears, but nowadays, it's very different. Thirdly, to go into spirit, I prayed earnestly. In the morning, when I was coming to work, in the car, I received the prayer of the shepherd, and I would pray to God, Father, let my thoughts be filled with the Father, the Lord, and the shepherd, and with the thoughts of spirit and not the thoughts of flesh. And even while I'm driving, I would pray. And also after coming to church, I would pray for about 1 hour. I've been a Christian for more than 30 years, so I thought, now I really have to cut off flesh, and I have to feel in spirit. I really have to cut off the fleshly things. I have to really pull them out completely, and just live in spirit. And I prayed, God help me, I really wanted to live by the words of God. I really prayed earnestly and fervently. And after all those efforts, I received the measure of faith that I was on the rock on November 3rd, 2011. And after 4 months after that, it was 4 months after the leadership conference in 2011. God the Father said, you have to try so much more. So much more than the flock, the members. And I was kind of nervous to hear the word 30 years. Because I've been a Christian for 30 years. And what kind of a believer am I right now? And my faith was in flesh still. And I had to repent so much. And for 30 long years, what kind of life did I live? I had to repent so much. And I had the fleshly thoughts. You know, even the worldly people, if they go on meditating in mountains for 20 years, 30 years, you know, they can do something in the world. But I listened to the way of truth, the words of life for more than 30 years, and I couldn't get into spirit. I still had the flesh. And how could I break, get rid of this flesh and become strength to the shepherd? And I felt really sorry and embarrassed before God and before the church members, and I had to offer fasting of repentance. So I fasted 7 times, 3-day fast, 7 times. And once again, 5 times, 3-day fast, asking God to become a strength to the shepherd. 1 Corinthians 14:15 says, what is the outcome? Then I will pray with the spirit and I will pray with the mind also. I will sing with the spirit and I will sing with the mind also. And I prayed earnestly that Father God, let me earnestly see and feel, and let me hear and let me realize everything in spirit and also in mind. And praying with tears, I repented again and again. And every time I could feel the love and mourning of the shepherd deep in my heart, I realized I felt the original voice of the shepherd and my heart began to change. I offered up prayers, earnest prayers that are acceptable to God. They can really become aroma of prayer before God. And I really wanted to obey the shepherd. When you try to pull out the tree, if the ground is hard, it's difficult to pull out the root. But if you pour a lot of water, it becomes softened. And then if you pull out the tree, it is easier, much easier to pull it out, dig it out. And if you don't have any grace and inspiration and fullness of the Spirit in you, when can this envy, jealousy, and evil and unrighteousness go out? Especially the senior people and those who have been planting evil in the world 30, 40, 50 years, just by repenting once, all those things wouldn't come out. Just by repenting once. You have to pray so much again and again. And you have to pray with so many tears and again and again. And the tears of the shepherd will wet my heart. And so all my thoughts will change. And those tears, because the tears wet my heart, the evil things in my heart would come out. The mourning of the shepherd will melt my heart. So eventually, my heart was changed. It was the help of the Holy Spirit. I realized, oh, let me cast away this sin. It doesn't work like that. Our hearts really must be opened. We have to feel the love of the shepherd deep in our heart. We have to really feel the grace of the shepherd. And we have to cling to God, hold on to God. And when we feel the love of God deep in our heart, this love of the shepherd will melt down, break down the evil in our heart. That's what I felt. I really wanted to pull out one thing from my heart. So I wanted to ask God, is the lust gone? I wanted to be convinced. So one day, I was praying after dinner prayer in Second Sanctuary. Because I wasn't in spirit yet, I wanted to pray more. You know, when I look at senior people, everybody has to look the same. But in my heart, I have different feelings. Where do these different feelings come from? So I asked God to give me the assurance that I can get rid of lust. So I was praying and repenting. And God let me feel the justice and love and mourning of the shepherd. And endless tears ran down my face. And all night I prayed before God. And this is the particular handkerchief I had at that night. And I was wiping tears again and again. And God let me hear, look at your handkerchief. And I opened my handkerchief and I was wiping my tears and it was the cross. And you prayed so much to cast away lust and you have cast away lust. You have cast away adulterous mind, and my lips were saying, thank you, Lord, thank you, Father. And I couldn't control my lips. And it was, and Father, thank you for answering my long desire. And with tears, I offered up. Thanks to God. Fourth and last, it was the touch of the shepherd. For more than 30 years, the shepherd has been harboring me, praying for me, and guiding me. He always trusted me. Whether I was good at my duty or not, he never scolded me. But all the time, he always encouraged me, and he gave me courage, he gave me strength. Before the first morning service on Sundays, I help him put on the robe, and he tells me, when will you come into spirit? What is so difficult about coming into spirit? The next week, the same. When will you come into spirit? Come into spirit quickly. Because the pastors are not in spirit, I feel very embarrassed before the flock. Because the pastors are not in spirit. And every time I heard that, I heard him say, I felt heartbroken. I'm a pastor, and I can't break the heart of the shepherd any longer. And next week too, the senior pastor would say, my heart is so burning because of the pastors. And in my heart, I made up my mind. Who am I that my shepherd is, the heart of my shepherd is burning because of me? What? Please forgive me for the kind of life, for the kind of Christian life I'm leading. The shepherd is mourning because of me so much. And let me now really change. And Father, let my fleshly thoughts be broken down. Let me have only the thoughts of the shepherd. And I repented again and again so much. Next week, again, he would say, you've been a Christian for 30 years, and what kind of Christian life have you been leading? Please make me understand. I try to understand you, but I can't. And the shepherd has been touching me, touching my heart. And he said to three pastors, Pastor Stehi Cho, Suyeol Cho, and Hyokhi Cho, you three compete with each other until you reach 30% of the Holy Spirit. And when I do the preside over their service, I see him poking his face because of itchiness. And seeing him do that, I thought I can take his pain, and the only way to lessen his pain is for me to go into spirit. And some people, they see the senior pastor in their dreams every night. And I was so full of flesh that I don't see the senior pastor for so many weeks, even 2 months, 3 months. And Father, let me also see the shepherd in my dreams. And one night, the shepherd appeared in my dream. He showed me where, God showed me where he was praying. and he had no energy, and he was out of energy. And while praying, he was falling down. And I called him, "Senior Pastor, you shouldn't fall, please." I was trying to help him up, and his body, his weight was as heavy as a big piece of rock or like a house, and I couldn't help him up. It wouldn't move at all. And I heard a voice, "Son, do you feel the weight of the burden that your shepherd is carrying? Has he done anything wrong? Has he committed any sin? Why does he have to carry so much burden of sin? Whose sin is it?" And I shouted, "It's because of me, shepherd, please forgive me. Because of me, my shepherd has to carry this heavy burden of sin." And I asked for forgiveness with endless tears. And the shepherd sat up once again and told me, "Pastor Cho, I still have to pray. Even though my body is completely a mess, I still have to pray. I have to kneel before God. If I don't do this, who will stand on the rock and who will go into spirit and Holy Spirit? So I have to pray." And his voice was ringing in my ears, and I prayed, and it was a dream. The shepherd is praying for us. We think we know, but I prayed, "Father, I will really change." I prayed that I would see him in my dream, and he prays for us every minute, every second, every day. And I just knew about him, but I couldn't really feel the love in my heart. I just thought I was doing okay because I was doing my duty. "And please forgive me. And please forgive me." After Daniel prayer meeting, after I go back home, I take a shower and I sit to watch GCN TV. I watch this rest, which is narrated book, the profession. And I pray, "Father, let me harbor the prayer of the shepherd in my heart. Let me harbor the mourning of the shepherd in my heart. Let me harbor the breath of the shepherd in my heart. Let me understand what kind of a heart the shepherd has and what he is doing to lead us to spirit. I want to feel it. I want to realize it. And I want to engrave it deep in my heart." And I don't watch the TV itself. I just listen. And every time I listen to the poems, the professions, I could feel the prayer of the shepherd. I could feel the breath and mourning and the earnest pleas, earnest prayers and intercessions of the shepherd. I could feel from, I could feel them from the top of the head all throughout my body. And I realized many things. There is no one to whom my love does not reach out. My Father, it is by your grace that I can stand. It is also by your grace that I can be with the flock that you have entrusted to me. My dear Father, this son has a desire in his heart, and I offer it up to you with all my heart. I want all those who belong to me to ride on this flow of spirit more perfectly, and I want to quickly accomplish this vision you have given me. Some of the flock have been with me for 30 years, others for 20 years, and still others for 10 years. Some shed tears with me in difficult times, while others were foolish and sought their own benefit. But all of them are the flock of the Son. Since I desired that none of them fall away from this fold, Father, you allowed for me to sound forth the original voice. Father, you know that I do not want to forsake anybody, and there is no one to whom my love does not reach out. Due to lack of strength, my sight is dimmed, and my legs are without strength, but I still try to pull myself together. And yet my heart is joyful, considering your promise, Father. So I believe it is a blessing for them. So I gather my senses and deliver the will of the Father. I'd like my heart to be delivered deeply to them, to these beloved souls. It is a prayer offered just before the New Year service for 2013, wishing that not a single soul should fall behind. It is the heart that loves us so much, and how much He wants to lead us to New Jerusalem. Even by putting a hook on our nose, if possible. And I try to feel the heart of the shepherd in my heart. And listening to his prayers, I realized the prayers of the shepherd, prayers of the good people are only for the kingdom of God. And the aroma was so deep. But I was only seeking my own. And I really wanted to offer up an aroma of goodness. And I wanted to become strength to the shepherd. That's how I prayed. And I tried to fill my heart with the word of God and the love of the shepherd. And God gave me grace. Let me conclude the message. If you love God first, you can go into spirit. If you love God first, you will keep His commandments, and you will cast away sins, and you will obey God. I was not really obedient to the shepherd or to Mrs. Lee. What the shepherd wants is not for us to go up to the sky and get a star. It's just to come into spirit. And what was so difficult about it? And for 30 long years, I was so slow. And when I repented again and again, God gave me grace that by the end of March 2014, I was in spirit. And the shepherd did 90%. And even this 10%, I didn't do it all by myself. It was all given by the shepherd. The messages were given by the shepherd, and he was harboring me. And Father God gave this word to those who came into spirit by March 2014. You have to know this honor, where this honor comes from, to be called a man of spirit. And you have to now begin to feel the shortages and shortcomings of spirit. Spirit is the basic of faith. It is the basic to begin to understand the heart of the Father and to understand the will of the Father and obey. So do not say, I stand. Just because you came into spirit. Now you are beginning. So now you have to feel your shortages and shortcomings. And you have to accomplish more goodness and the will of the Father. You came into spirit because of the tears and pains of the shepherd. You didn't come to spirit just because you are good, because you are good at something. You have to know that it is all done by the goodness and tears of the shepherd. You shouldn't say you are standing, but you are only in the beginning stage. And I realized that I couldn't With my own efforts, I couldn't come into spirit. First, to go into spirit, we have to go through fiery trials. But the shepherd took those fiery trials on our behalf, so we could go into spirit without having to go through so many fiery trials. It's just like he has been giving us a push, a boost with his original voice. And I give thanks to the shepherd for leading me to new life, leading me into new life. When I had diseases, he, through his prayers, healed me. And when we were destined to die, he saved us with a forgiveness on December 25th, 2010. To go into spirit, I said, first we have to obey immediately, and secondly we have to have spiritual longing, and we have to have thirdly we have to have earnest prayers, and fourth there was love and touch of the shepherd. How many times do you write down do's and don'ts and keeps and throwaways? How many times do you do that? I did only once. When senior pastor asked, have you done it? And I said, only once. And he said, because you don't obey. How many times I mentioned it in the sermons, in the messages? It's because you don't obey, you're so slow in coming into spirit. How many times are you doing it? I hope you will realize yourself. And as if you're testing yourself, I hope you will keep on doing it. So you can have your own score. Just by praying, you wouldn't know your scores properly. When the senior pastor stores up the 90% of the justice, you have to come into rock, spirit, and old spirit quickly. And it is more comfortable to see the shepherd. How many times do you miss the Father, the Lord, and the shepherd? How many times do you call on him? 10 times, 20 times, 50 times, 100 times. If you love, the more you love, the more you will seek him. The shepherd, is there any day that goes by without the shepherd harboring us? Is there any day that goes by without the shepherd shedding tears for us? Not even a second passes by without him harboring for us and praying for us and shedding tears for us. And we have received this love of the shepherd, and we are feeling it and we are realizing it. Now let us put them into practice. Let us obey the words of God. And let us go to New Jerusalem between the first and second floor of the castle of the shepherd in New Jerusalem. As I pray in the name of the Lord, let us pray together thinking about the message. We receive the prayer for the sick of the senior pastor on video. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities. And for those who are not sick, lay your hands on your chest for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Almighty God, the Father God of love. Lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN Internet and Satellite TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart. Drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses and infirmities go away. Light come. Scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations, go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis. Be loosened, get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Father, let there be no scars remaining. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessings of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places, and their servants go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away. Light, come. Father God, give them the strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying the Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received these answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.